Controlled Burn, Stories of Prison, Crime, and Men, by Scott Wolven. Read by William DuFries. Copyright 2005 by Scott Wolven. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Scribner and was produced in the year 2005 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. What the majority calls almost fantastic and exceptional, for me sometimes constitutes the very essence of the real. Fyodor Dostoevsky, Preface to Demons. Part 1. The Northeast Kingdom. The world is unstable, like a house on fire. This is not a place where you stay long. The murderous haunt of impermanence comes upon you in a flash, no matter whether you are rich or poor, young or old. Thomas Cleary, The Five Houses of Zen. Taciturnity. Robert, his son Bobby, and Ida sat in wrought-iron lawn chairs around the picnic table on Ida's back patio, drinking lemonade in the shade. Somewhere close, a screen door smacked against its wood casing. A car started. Parents yelled children's names up to heaven. Harvest Lane ran straight for a mile off the main road, houses on both sides, and ended in front of Ida's brick and wood colonial, the last house on the left. Beyond the house lay a field and a sparse pine woods. Across the lane, the field had been cleared into a building lot. Next door to Ida's house sat a newly built raised ranch with an in-ground swimming pool.